So about half of your number have been given a piece of paper and an explanation of please help me to make the sounds of Holy Week. The reason why, yes, please do come to the front, everyone with a piece of paper. Do not worry if you are not really clear what it is you are going to do. Deborah will soon set us off and give the right example. And just follow suit with how you think it should be done. The only thing I want to say is you don't have to read out the line that is highlighted, okay? And if there are sounds of cheering or sheep bleating or whatever, feel free to join in with that as a congregation. The reason why we are making these sounds is because last week, when some of you were here, it was Palm Sunday, and the crowds were cheering for Jesus and hailing him as a king. This week is Easter Sunday, and we remember that he rose from the dead. But what happened in between the two Sundays? What was it that happened? And some of us know that there was a whole week full of events where Jesus taught in the temple, where he was betrayed by his best friends, where he was arrested and trialed and crucified like a criminal. And he died on the cross. And with that week, which we call Holy Week, go some sounds. So let us think and listen to the sounds of that Holy Week. And I just want to check, Chris, can I wear the other microphone? Is that okay? Then I can walk around a little bit. Is that all right? Yes, you can hear me. Great. And so we think about Holy Week, the week that turns all endings into new beginnings. These are the sounds of Holy Week. The streets of Jerusalem were filled with new sounds. The clip-clop of donkeys' hooves. The cheering of crowds. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Some suspicious whispering behind hands. As Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey on Palm Sunday, and people wondered what was going on. The temple in Jerusalem was filled with new sounds. The sounds of pigeons cooing, sheep bleating, and coins being rattled. The sound of pieces of wood dropping to the ground, and then some coins falling. The gasps of breath from the onlookers. As Jesus threw over the tables of the sellers in the temple, his Father's house should not be a marketplace, but a holy place. The Jerusalem Passover was filled with new sounds. The crunch of marching feet, the crunch of marching feet made by soldiers on the move. The sound of people telling others to keep quiet as secret deals are done. The sound of a money bag being placed into someone else's hands. As the religious leaders plotted to arrest Jesus and Judas agreed to betray him. A Jerusalem house in the back streets was filled with new sounds.
The noise of a spoon scraping a wooden platter during a meal. The sound of a drink, beer, being poured out in a cup. The sound of matzo being cracked. The sound of a door slamming shut as Jesus ate the last Passover meal with his friends. The Jerusalem courts were filled with new sounds. The sounds of clenched fists thumping upon the tables. The sound of angry voices. It's to be crucified. We need to do something about it. The sound of hands being washed in water. The sound of feet dragged across gravel on a slow march to death. As Jesus was condemned to be crucified. The hill outside Jerusalem was filled with new sounds. The banging of nails into wood. The sound of a dice being rolled. And the sound of some cloth being torn. The sound of thunder and of rain. As Jesus hung on the cross and died. And then there were no more sounds from Jerusalem. This was the week that turned all endings into new beginnings. But not yet. Before the sound that would go out into all the world, there was just silence. And the world held its breath. Until the Easter morning.